This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
We have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these compounds?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
There are some people who would have you not use certain words. Yeah, there are 400,000 words in the English language, and there are 7 of them you can't say on television. What a ratio that is. 399,993 to 7. They must really be bad. They'd have to be outrageous to be separated from a group that large. All of you over here, you 7. Bad word.
That's it. How many bad words can we say on the Robert Scott Bell Show today? Welcome, my friends. Good afternoon, good morning, wherever you are. I have a list of 7 words that have been apparently banned at the CDC by the Trump administration. We're going to get into that in a moment. But we've got words, first and foremost, for Super Don from somebody making a special appearance here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to
Super Don.
Yes. Happy birthday to you.
You or do not. There is no try.
Do or do not. There is no try.
That was Grover, or I'm not sure. But anyway, happy birthday, Super Don.
Thank you.
I can't remember when you got Yoda to say that. Was that you, Yoda, or somebody else, Yoda? Or was it Liam Yoda? I don't even remember at this point. I found a Yoda file. Happy birthday.
Well, there it is. So, Yoda, thank you. I thought you were going to do the... You're so good at doing the Yoda thing, you know?
Well, how about...
Sing? Or sing not?
Yes.
I shall not
speaking
try.
Speaking of Yoda, yes. Thank you very much for the birthday wishes. I want to thank George Lucas, because for whatever reason, they have chosen right around my birthday to release the new Star Wars when it's available. So, for my birthday, I will be going out and watching Star Wars tonight. Very excited about that.
I saw it with the family yesterday, and I will not release any spoilers whatsoever, but I will tell you this, it drew me in. It drew me in. And I, you know, the thing about, like, these Star Wars sequels, I've talked about it, we've talked about it. None of them you want to be brought in like the first one. And they can't do that anymore. But I will say, it was exhilarating, it was exciting, and there were a lot of things I didn't expect to have happen. You think something's going to happen, and it just doesn't go the way you think it is. So hats off to them. I think they did overall a really good job.
Excellent. All right, so looking forward to it.
You will have a good time. So the 7 words banned by the Trump administration on the CDC. And that doesn't include the barking of your happy birthday dog.
Yeah, you can't tell that she's using the bad words, right?
Unless you speak dog. No, of course not. I look at this, and of course the headline from the mainstream media, which hates Trump, we've already established that, is, oh my gosh, he's banning language. He's against the First Amendment, right? Whatever they can do to drag Trump through the mud. And I'm looking at this, I'm going, you know, it's interesting choice of words here. Seven words that they don't want to be in these budget proposals by the CDC. Okay? They include vulnerable, entitlement, diversity, transgender, fetus, and the last two here I'm very supportive of, evidence-based and science-based. And, you know, I've had enough of skepducks within and outside of government using science-based and evidence-based when they don't even know what it means. And if they do, they're purposely distorting it so as to attack those of us who have a different perspective on, for instance, global warming, vaccine validity, or HIV and AIDS, for instance. They'll use those words like daggers to discriminate, can I say that? To try to destroy opposing views without actually engaging in science-based or evidence-based discussion. And I think that, to me, is the most telling of all of the words that were supposedly banned. They're not banned. It's like, dude, if you're going to put stuff like in here that's so overused that it becomes meaningless, try a little harder. Do a little better. Justify the budget based on things instead of, oh, if we throw in evidence-based here, you know they're going to approve our budget. So I'm actually not opposed to a lot of this, whereas a First Amendment aficionado would say, well, normally you'd be like, oh, I'm going to be against Trump on this. The way they use some of these words, I am actually applauding him.
Well, this is one of those instances, Robert, where you and I are probably going to have a slightly different of an opinion, because I understand where you're coming from on this, but I think this is a slippery slope, and it's one of those situations where we will talk about instances where we and our points of view are being suppressed, and our language is being censored. And it's kind of hard, and I feel like a little bit of a hypocrite if I were to say, hey, that's awesome, I'm great that they're taking out these words. That, you know, it's kind of hard to complain when the government does it to us, yet we're going to be in favor of when the government does it to other people.
Well, listen, I'm with you there, but I don't see this as a true ban. I see it as a, you know what, if you're going to utilize these terms, you've got to do a little bit more creative use of the language, because you've gotten lazy over the last 8 years in the Obama administration, where anything, you know, mentioning, for instance, transgender, oh, we're going to double your, triple your budget, right? It's not like they're going to cut budgets much in the government at that level, we know. But I think that you have different philosophies of administrations, and the Trump certainly doesn't match up to almost any previous to it. And they're going to go utilize words that we can, you know, let's say, justify in a different way. Granted, like, for instance, the word of fetus. Interesting term, right?
Why would you ban that?
Well, here's my perspective, and I'm not defending it, nor am I attacking it. I'm going to explain it. If you are pro-abortion, you want that series of cells that others would call a baby to be called a fetus. And so their bias, admittedly, is pro-life, anti-abortion. So they say, all right, don't use the term fetus. You know, whatever you're going to use something different. Because their political or otherwise philosophy encompasses a different word to describe it. Now, scientists who are detached from religion or views of any kind might say, well, that's just, you know, ridiculous. And those on the left who have a different religion, unfortunately, the religion that they worship is the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism, which is why I come back and I go, oh, evidence-based, science-based, the fact that they're, quote-unquote, banning those terms, it's not a ban. It's like, if you're going to use those terms, let's expand on it. Let's try a little harder, okay? Because they use science-based and evidence-based completely wrongly. Because we utilize science-based and evidence-based, and they would say, well, no, yours is not science. Yours is not evidence. Not the kind we like, right? So, again, there's some nuances here. Granted, I don't have privy. I'm not in a part of the Trump administration. But I'm also not one that knee-jerk responds and reacts and say, oh, this is pure censorship. This is outright banning of words, like the media is reporting.
Yeah, it's I don't know. I'm conflicted on the whole thing, because, like I said, I mean, I understand what you're saying, but at the same time, I've never been a person that has been in favor of government. Yeah, and again, this is government. Government saying you should not use these words.
But it's banning,
this sort of thing.
if you will, it's banning, not the actual ban, but it's saying if you're in government and you're wanting to justify a budget, don't use these words. It's not telling the American people can't say it.
If it were me, I would say, okay, listen, if you're going to use the term evidence-based or science-based, then back it up with something. You know, be more responsible in the use of the words rather than saying don't use the words. And like you said, I think there's a lot of clickbait that's going on this as well.
Yes,
because
it's
forbidden. Trump has forbidden. And I don't think there's any forbidding going on here.
Exactly.
It's you know, the media wants to, listen, this is an opportunity for them to try and make Trump look like he's being some kind of a dictator or something. Mm-hmm. And trying to censor and stuff. But I will admit, though, that even using this as a guideline, like I said, go back to George Carlin. He did such a great job of talking about things that are PC, you know, we can't say this, we can't say that, and stuff like that. You know, look, if you're going to use it, and if you use it incorrectly, then we're going to come after you and for using it incorrectly and point out where you're wrong.
Yeah. Listen, I'm with you there. I think the description as to what really has gone on is often altered beyond recognition. So who knows what really happened on the inside of this. But I will say, for instance, the use of transgender. They're arguing in this Chicago Tribune version of the response. There are many of them in the mainstream media with their talking points. That, oh my gosh, transgender people, if you can't use it, they're going to be at risk for more HIV. Right? More HIV. So, for me, if I was going to call for a ban of words, not like we're into banning stuff, but I would ban the term HIV because it's BS. And maybe even Zika, but only when it's as a claimed cause of microcephaly, because that's BS too. So let's call them out on their use of these terms that are absolutely improper, invalid, unsubstantiated, not science-based, and not evidence-based. How's that? How's that? Is that reasonable?
Yeah, I think
back it up, man. Back it
absolutely.
Up, football, right?
Absolutely. So, and listen, if they ban, look here's where I would be against this. If they ban the use of all of these words altogether, what would we talk about anymore? Right?
It'd be a few less topics, perhaps.
There would be less anger and frustration on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We don't want that.
Right. Go back and listen to our World HIV Fraud Day episode, December 1st, with Professor Peter Duisberg, if you're freaking out because I said, Robert wants to ban the word HIV. You know what? I want to ban HIV tests. Unless you rename them as nonspecific cross-reactive antibody tests that we don't know what it really means. Then, okay. Again, I'm asking for honesty and labeling. And perhaps the Trump administration is too. I can't validate it one way or other. That's my suspicion, because we don't overreact necessarily nor freak out about things that are going on in government, much less the mainstream, lamestream, conflicted with pharmaceutical agenda media members. Not like here. We have an agenda. It is to bring the power to heal back to you.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, cranking it up for health, freedom, and healing liberty here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, live on GCN, or home and broadcast radio syndication. Super Don's birthday today. Anybody wants to say happy birthday, Super D? You got him. Let him know. Also, we do have another birthday guest in the second hour. Two for one today, Super Don. Casey Krejci apparently shares your birthday.
A fellow Sagittarian. Yes.
Amazing that. I don't know if that's good, bad, or anything, but it's a... What is the visual on a Sagittarian in terms of the image of a Sagittarian? What is that?
It's half man, half horse.
Half
with the,
man?
With the archer. He has a bow and arrow.
Oh, right. Okay, I know that visual. Yeah. All right, we got that going on. Here we go. We have a caller coming in from... I apologize, I lost the name.
David?
David, is it? David calling in from San Francisco. David, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. You had a follow-up comment on our opening today on the so-called banning of words or massaging or altering of words that the CDC is allowed to use in their budget proposal.
Almost 200 years old. It's called Popular Delusions and the Madness of Crowds. And it's all about the insane kings of the past and how they tried to trick the population into obeying. Now, when you start looking at the Center for Disease Control censorship, we're taxpayers here. We pay for them. And the only way we can audit them is to have a manageable budget and budgets which can be looked at with evidence base. Mm-hmm. And if they're going to come up with some dream study that can't be proven, and they're going to waste billions of dollars on trying to prove something that you can't audit, you can't manage with a budget, then the taxpayer is constantly being cheated. And I don't know if I've mentioned it on your show before, but I believe that Donald Trump is organized crime. And I believe that everything he does is set to make organized crime new money. All right. And when you start looking at taking the American budget and refusing to allow it to have evidence.
All right. David's not going to allow a conversation to occur. Cardinal rule, cardinal sin violated via caller. That's why we don't do many calls on the air. To his point, the concerns that we would have about censorship that Super Don expressed last segment, I would agree. Although when you're concerned about fraud and deceit, and you don't bring up that the CDC has a $7 billion budget, and that they utilized what they claim to be science-based and evidence-based in promotion of agendas, for instance, the vaccine agenda, David. Oh, the HIV agenda, David. All not based in real science, but phony science, pharmaceutical pseudoscience, to profit what? Those who have captured the regulatory agencies and agencies like the CDC for an agenda. You talk about a crime syndicate that you think Donald Trump is supporting. I'm telling you about the crime syndicate that is Big Pharma, that already owns and controls our government and many of our legislators. So I get your argument, but you are blind, at least according to your agenda, to the fact that it already exists and it preceded Donald Trump's presence in government. And it's much more deadly than the so-called mafioso-type crime syndicate because it embraces a pharmaceutical agenda as if it were religion to sacrifice children. Look in California, where they're willing to mandate these vaccines for all children going into public and private school without exemption unless a doctor says medically they have one. And even that, they're trying to attack those doctors. Because why? The religion of Big Pharma and the sacrament in that church, vaccines, are supported by what? The Centers for Disease Creation and Promotion with a $7 billion budget, despite the PhD whistleblower, CDC's senior lead research scientist, William Thompson, coming out and acknowledging that they trashed data with all that money, and that the guy that they point to for like three or four of the scientific articles that they say, oh, this proves that vaccines don't cause autism, absconded with millions from the CDC, and he's now Thor Paulson. He is on the most wanted list for Interpol. How convenient. Taxpayers were abused. Taxpayers were deceived. So to utilize science-based medicine lazily, my perception, and I could be wrong, but to say, you know what, you're going to have to go deeper than that. And you can even read it in the Chicago Tribune article. They said, go deeper than that, utilize other information to back up your claims. Because your claims, CDC, that you're making, already bogus in terms of science and validity. All right, that's it. Thanks, David, for your call. You really stimulated some thought there. But next time, if you want to have a conversation when I interrupt purposefully to move it forward, hush up, my friend, and then we can do more on the air. We got a lot more healing to go, including a moment of Doug related to dinner time. We got a question of the day related to cancer of the lungs. And a whole lot more. Casey Krejci's birthday coming up. Super Don's birthday today. Wish him a happy birthday.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract,
talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckenridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, y'all, listening on radio, we're glad you're here. There's also the opportunity to listen and watch via YouTube whenever we, 5 out of the 6 days of the week, we typically do a YouTube sensational presentation. I'm still hoping for the time and the day and the technology that I can integrate, that I can show Super Don on with me, right? Because it's his birthday. We should see him if he's wearing a silly birthday hat or something. Super D, other than Star Wars, The Last Jedi, what other happy stuff are you doing? You got a dinner happening, anything fun like that?
That's it so far. You know, I mean, okay. Listen, when you get to you know, a certain age, at least in my opinion, it's just kind of like, oh, you know, people have to remind me, oh, it's your birthday. Oh, it is? Oh, right, okay. Because, you know, I mean, it's whatever. I mean, and it's going to be cool to be able to go do the Star Wars thing. That's good enough for me. Dude, okay. This is my last year in my 40s.
That's
so
right. You're approaching
like,
the half century. You're just a baby.
I am.
Baby super gun.
Which is
so
weird because I don't feel that, you know? And right. Is that normal? Where it's kind of like, oh, you're 375 years old. Well, I still feel like I'm 20, you know?
You and Yoda, come on, man. It's like you've been around, right? No, I get it. When people ask me how old, I'm like, you know, after 50, doesn't matter, really. I'm not even sure.
It's all downhill from here, right?
No, I think there's some good years happening. Again, this is what we're trying to do here, attempting to do. As Yoda says, do or do not, there is no try. We're actually doing it, bringing the power to heal back to you so that you live how long you want to live, and with full powers of cognition still intact. Now, there's science, and there's science. Sometimes you wonder, who paid for this? Because it reveals something that should be self-evident, and it could only be called today's
moment of duh.
What are you people? On dope?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy! What is your major malfunction?
Yes, today's moment of duh brought to you by Dinner with the Kids. It's what for dinner? No, it's what's for dinner. Well, you get what I mean. You can't believe this, but there was a study that just came out in the Journal of Developmental and Behavioral Pediatrics saying that children who routinely eat their meals together with their family are more likely to experience long-term physical and mental health benefits. And with that, my wife and I are going out to dinner tonight without the kids.
Oh, you're such a terrible person you are.
I know, exactly. Yeah. See, these studies are ripe for, oh my gosh, you're a terrible parent. Now, I'm a mixed bag on this. I'm for, sitting down and eating with the kids, but I will be honest with you, our schedules are crazy. I'm usually prepping for my radio show at the time during the week where dinner would normally be. The kids have, you know, soccer, they have dance, they have singing. And so certain lifestyles that are different from a time when we all worked the land out there together. We farmed, we got back in, and we prepared, it's a different time. I recognize that. But I would not argue against that. You know, at a special time, if you're a crazy family like we are, a lot of families are, that you say, make it an effort to say, let's all sit together. And it is a very beneficial event. And is it the key for long-term health and mental health? I get every family's different.
It's a piece of the puzzle.
It's
you
a
know,
piece
nothing,
of the puzzle, yeah.
There are no absolutes on anything.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of Star Wars. And Star Wars fans will get that one.
Yes.
Anyway, I think the reason why this is important, from my own perspective, when I was a kid,
mm-hmm.
we ate dinner at the table every night. I mean, it was just there was no taking your plate and sitting on the couch. Of course, this was the age before smartphones and video games and all that crap came out. But I think today's generation is different in the fact that people are so fractured and distracted on everything that's going on, the parents and the kids and all that kind of stuff like that, that the sitting down at the table eating dinner together as a family thing is not something that is as prominent as it used to be. And I think it's important. I think it does add to things.
So you would not argue against it, right, to say that it would be bad for kids to sit
and I think it's a good habit, even if it's a situation like what you're talking about, where, parents have this and jobs are over here and kids have this and that thing like that, to make a concerted effort to have some kind of a normal tradition where, even if you can only do it twice a week, but it was something that you did, because that is the time when the parents and the kids get to sit down and you get to communicate. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're one of those families where people text each other from across the table.
Right. Or if it's a time to come together to yell at one another. Like, I don't know if that happens, but there are times again in this electronic world that you go like, my gosh, we're humans. We have these we can interact in a different way. And as you see, even socially, when you go out, if you ever go out to a lunch or a dinner, and you'll see that the young people are on their phones constantly. It's not like I've never checked a text when I've been at a meal. I'm guilty of that. But sometimes you just got to set it down, interact with one another in the way we used to, the way humans used to interact. So I'm not speaking against that. I think it's just a moment of duh for the most part, which leads us to other questions that need answers that may or may not be moments of duh.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
We do have a question of the day coming in from Joyce. Joyce is writing in. She says, my father recently got diagnosed with stage 3A lung cancer. I saw your video on how you would start nebulizing colloidal silver, so I had him start right away. He has been doing 3 times a day for 2 months, approximately 1 teaspoon each time. How long should he continue, or is it time to stop and take a break? Joyce, okay. Now, Joyce, I have to reiterate this because I did speak about, I think at one of the Truth About Cancers, I referenced how, I think it might have been in the video documentary series, how one of the things I would recommend and utilize for lung cancer is a nebulization of the silver hydrosol. Why? First of all, let's establish that. Why? Because the ions of silver carry an electrical charge that is devastating to cancer cells. How do we know that? Well, there's peer-reviewed literature that has shown that, in addition to common sense, if you understand what silver carrying electrical charge is, it's stress, it's potential injury and damage to cells that can't defend against it. This has been the argument for people to say, don't take the silver because it's dangerous to your healthy cells. But that's not true. Because your healthy cells, unlike cancer cells, your healthy cells have onboard antioxidant defense mechanisms. They can protect themselves against oxidative stress. You doubt me? Case in point. Your own immune cells, your white blood cells, your B lymphocytes will produce oxidative stress through their selective production of ROS, reactive oxygen species, which are known to be used against the bad guys. You might call them pathogens. You might call them bacterial species, fungal species, or viruses, and that your immune cells know that that production of ROS by your own immune system is not going to harm your healthy cells because you have adequate minerals, right? Because you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show, you eat organic, clean food, you eat the rainbow, not Skittles, but the colors of creation, right, in your food. What about cancer cells? Cancer cells have lost the ability to defend themselves against oxidative stress or damage. The pro-inflammatory components known as oxidants, right, are not harming your cells if you have adequate antioxidants, but devastating to cancer cells that no longer have that ability. Even though they don't die, no apoptosis, these are immortal, right, they grow, then they can be problematic. The nice thing is that when you have that replenishment of selenium and the things we talk about here, you have the ability to protect your healthy cells and also facilitate your own immune cells and their function. And silver facilitates that by oxygenating the B lymphocytes. So when you breathe in to the lungs specifically, you're trying to get oxygen out of the air, which contains a number of components, right? Oxygen, nitrogen, etc. You breathe in the O2, you exhale the CO2. If you breathe in the silver at the safe level that we're doing with a hydrosol via nebulizing it, it's also going to carry up to 10 times its atomic weight in oxygen. Guess what? Cancer, not a big fan of oxygen. Cancer doesn't do well in an oxygen-rich environment. So in so many ways, by nebulizing the silver, you're going to also compound the problem of those cancer cells, not only because of the electrical charge of the ions of silver, but the oxygen it's going to carry in with it, devastating to cancer cells. Which is why, strategically, it's a good idea. It's a great idea. It's devastating to cancer cells, not your healthy immune cells. So, how would I determine if 3 times a day is enough for your dad? I don't know. How long? I don't know. If you want to utilize allopathic medicine to determine how is the growth of the cancer, how is the reversal, the cessation, check it out, however you feel. But stay the course as long as you're doing battle, and as you see improvement, you might be able to reduce the frequency of dosage. If you're not doing well, you may be able to increase it. But always do so in conjunction with the replenishment of the key minerals necessary for preventing and reversing cancer. And that is selenium, that is chromium, and that is silica. It's not an all-inclusive list, but if you start with those big three, we talked about it with Chris Barr, not a doc, and gone into it in depth. Also CBD, cannabidiol. And speaking of CBD, and Joyce, thank you for the question. If you have further questions on the nebulization of silver hydrosol, again, the YouTube clip I did years, I don't know how long ago, it's over a year, I'm sure. You can check it out. I write about it in Unlock the Power to Heal, how to do that. Chapter, page 101, about the lung and lung health. Finally, this segment. We heard from, she will remain anonymous, a store in Iowa. And she told me last week she got raided by the local police there in Iowa. And I've got the information of inventory of seized property. They took pretty much all of her CBD products, primarily the plus CBD oil. Apparently there was an investigation ongoing of another smoke shop, or what do they call, vape shop? What do they call those, Super Dons?
Yeah, they usually call them smoke shops now. They used to call them head shops when we were
head shops. So apparently there was some investigation in Iowa in the Muscatine area over potential cannabis with THC being sold. And so they went and raided one shop, and that person said, hey, what about the store down the road? And they went in there too. But the question I have is there a legitimate warrant? Because this doesn't seem like a statewide effort in Iowa. And apparently there has been no media coverage, local media coverage. You think this would be front page news in a local newspaper. You know, a vape shop invaded and also a health food store carrying cannabis, right? Even though the CBD is containing negligible amounts of THC, certainly significantly below anybody's legitimate claim that it would get anybody high in any way, shape, or form. So I would want to investigate. Maybe we could reach out to the Muscatine Police Department and see if we can get a little more backstory, Super Don. Because I know the owner of the health food store, she doesn't want to go public until she consults her attorney. Rightfully so. I realize why.
Yeah, makes sense.
So we'll check it out, folks. CBD Freedom. Go to pluscbdoil.com if you can't get it locally. RSV15 gets you 15% off. After the break, we're going to talk about what helps you battle pain, and it's not a drug.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Want revenge on the common housefly?
Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We opened Super Don's birthday show with a little George Carlin, very appropriate in seven words you can't say on TV based on the supposed ban of words that the Trump administration has placed on the CDC or, I don't know, in other governmental agencies. We had a lively discussion, even an interesting seminar caller as well this hour. But it's only George Carlin can talk about those seven words you can't say. They actually might be good for you.
To be separated from a group that large.
Separated.
All of you over here, you seven. Bad word.
Now, granted, as a dad, I don't want my kids cussing all the time, every time, everywhere. But I recognize that, you know, as the language, I think medicinal. Here's a case in point where my perspective is correct. Because Super Don, you know me. We talk in the back scene before the show, in between. And I'm not a guy that cusses a lot, but there are occasions where I'll even type a word. Like I'm, you know, when you throw a story at me, and you're like, know, he's using it medicinally, right? Because it can lose its meaning if you just overuse and abuse it, just like anything. And apparently, science has now validated that the use of swear words can be pain relieving. That's right. Swearing helps us battle pain no matter what language we curse in. The science is in, folks. Now the FDA is going to regulate swear words as an unapproved new drug, and you're going to have to get a special prescription from your doctor to use it. And that will not be allowed to be sold in health food stores, even probably if you make a structure function statement with them. I'm just saying.
That would kind of be something, weird. Yeah. How about a prescription from a doctor, right? I need you to do 5 swear words a day.
No. Drop 3 F-bombs and call me in the morning, right?
Right.
Well, think about it. You drop a hammer on your toe, what do you say? Ah! You know, I realize that I'm not a guy that just indiscriminately throws out those words, but there's something that you do it and you're like, ah! Something like an energy is released. Of course, it can be used in a negative context to, you know, direct that energy at somebody. That's why those words can hurt, although not the same as sticks and stones. You get that. But the pain reduction benefit, measurable physiological benefit from releasing a swear word at the opportune times, I think that's pretty interesting.
I'm thinking this could be maybe the answer, the solution to the opioid epidemic, right?
True. Prescriptions for mass quantities of swear words that I'm worried a little bit that you'll become addicted to them, though. Maybe a little.
Some of us are a little bit, you know, if this is true.
Right. Well, no, they're like, here, let me give you an example. My son is going over to help a neighbor. That says, here, I'll give you whatever, you help me out around the yard, whatever. He goes over last week, knocks on the door. Hey, do you want me to, you know, he's originally planned to work, and it was like in the 40s, right, in temperature-wise. And the guy responds to him, it's too effing cold. I'm not coming outside. That was it. Straight up. My son reports this to me. I'm not upset. That's the way the guy talks, probably, you know, as they say, cussing like a sailor. There is vernacular that is used in certain cultural interchanges that it becomes part of it. And I know I talked to his wife about it. She's like, I wish you wouldn't do that all the time. And I'm like, it didn't upset me. You know, my son's almost 18. It's not a big deal. But it's a very expressive part. Liam Sheff used to talk about how up in New England, in New York, they drop these words. It's just part of the vernacular, you know. And yet, I like to utilize words that have meaning in those appropriate times so they don't lose it. Because, obviously, it takes the edge off of it when you want it if you always use it. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. No, I agree with you 100%. Yeah. But I will be the first to admit that if I ever stub my toe or smash my thumb with a hammer, I am not responsible for what comes out of my mouth. It's very pain-reducing.
Right. You know,
yes.
Give a little bit of leeway to those that you're saying, don't cuss if your kids do it, right? We don't want them to do it all the time, but in that time and moment, it may have helped them reduce their pain. Along with the CBD that I want the Iowa police to stop confiscating from health food stores. It's ridiculous. That's a crime against the people who are suffering now in pain, with extreme anxiety, etc. Folks, go get the CBD. Stores, get the CBD in, sell it. Make it more difficult for government agencies on the federal level down to the state and local level from taking this, I would say, unconstitutional and criminal engagement in removing perfectly legal dietary supplements from the marketplace. Folks, we've got a lot more healing to go. Go to CBD plus CBDoil.com. Get yours, RSB15, get you a discount. We've got more birthday celebrations today. In addition to Super Don, Casey Crazy, our good buddy from Living Fuel. And he's going to join us for a few minutes at the top of the hour. And we'll see what kind of celebration we can do together. We also got a lot more discussion, including I told you so about low-fat foods. You'll never believe what they do to you, because the power to heal and eat high-fat foods for your health is yours.
The Robert Scott, Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Bertero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a 3-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800 337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.